My name is Donna Pridmore, and this is my testimony. I cannot remember a time when I did not know the name of Jesus. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a Christian home with Christian parents and Christian grandmothers that lived in the home. Both grandmothers I can remember singing hymns as they cooked and worked around the house. I cannot remember a time when I was not in church. I started in Inslee Baptist Church in the Cradle Row and stayed there until we moved to Pleasant Grove. And then we started at Pleasant Grove Methodist. My mother was a Baptist, and she came to the Methodist Church because I was there and my dad was there, and we all really felt at home here. Here at Pleasant Grove Methodist, I learned about the Bible and about Scripture, but I also learned about the circuit riders and who went from church to church on horseback, and about John Wesley and the beliefs of the Methodist Church, and how the teachings of Jesus were fulfilled through the Methodist beliefs. I made a profession of faith on Palm Sunday when I was 11 years old, and I gave my heart to Jesus and my pledge to work for Him through the United Methodist Church. At age 13, I contracted a chronic illness that lasted 6 years until I was 19, but Jesus never left my side. He was there, and His love was with me and through me. And through the years, my family and my church family prayed and loved me through that. Those prayers snatched me from the jaws of death several times. Although the ending of the disease through surgery was not a pleasant alternative, it was my only option. As I recuperated, my church family was always by my side, treating me not special, but as they'd always treated me. It was such a blessing from God. At about age 20, J.P. Simmons, who had been a youth teacher and guidance for our youth for many, many years, said, "It's time for you to start teaching Sunday school, Donna." And I said, "Oh, no, I don't know how to teach." He said, "Well, you're going to learn." And so I started studying and teaching senior highs in Sunday school. And I loved getting into the Word and sharing it with the senior highs. And years went on, and I kissed a lot of frogs. But then I met this guy called Ron Pridmore, and he was an honest man who wanted to be a part of a church family, who wanted to know more about God, who wanted to be baptized and join the church. Ron was a fast mover because I met him in November and we were married that April. Once again, God was working in my life, blessing me with a man I loved and a man who loved God. We had a rough time starting a family. I had 3 miscarriages in 4 years. And the toll was emotionally taxing for both of us and physically taxing for me. So we decided that we would try to adopt a baby through Wells Goebel's service. And we put an application in on February of 1982. 9 months later, in November of 1982, we received a beautiful baby girl, Lisa Marie. And Jesus wanted us to have her, and she was ours. What a blessing. What a God. 27 months later, God gave us another surprise, a full-term pregnancy, and we welcomed Jonathan Pridmore into our family. A wonderful time in our life, and God was always there. Our children grew up and married and had children of their own. And that was a truly blessed time, a happy time. And God was praised and God was there. Then Ron and I experienced the death of our parents. Those were difficult times, the suffering of loved ones and the departure into the Promised Land is a slow healing for us who remain. God was there with arms wide open for guidance and comfort during this sorrowful time. And we made it through, and life went on, and we were having a great time. Then came April 27th, 2011, and a destructive, killing tornado came through Pleasant Grove. I experienced the destruction of my house, and I heard cries of the people in the neighborhood. They were cries of pain and cries of death, outward and inward. But God was there in the rubble, and God sent people immediately from far and near. My children were safe. Ron and I were safe. My grandchildren were safe. And wonderful friends took us in, and family, and cared for us. And in July, we were in a new garden home in a new community. My spirit had been damaged in that tornado, and I needed to go through a time of healing away from Pleasant Grove. And as I went to worship in a different church, alone with God, God began healing my broken spirit, and the process continued for many weeks. And after a time, my spirit went from ashes and soared like a phoenix. I am now closer to my Jesus than ever before, and thank God for every day, another day to praise Him and to show Him His love to others. I want those who hear this to always remember that no matter what happens to you in your life, whether it be good or tragic, God is there. God is there to love you. God is there to minister to you. God is there to hold you up and to heal your brokenness and to send you out into the world to be a light for Him.